Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Four o'clock hour on Hawk and Crowder. Josh Appel filling in for Hawk, Crowder, and Solana. Steven and Jimmy both back at the studio. Main cast and crew will be back tomorrow. That's Friday. The teams are running out of the tunnel in New Orleans for the Sugar Bowl, so we are going to get a live college football playoff game while we are on the air until 6 o'clock. If you're wondering, I'm on the under 45.5 and Notre Dame to win. Only if you're wondering. Not parlay, just straight up. That's what we're all rooting for in this Sugar Bowl. We're going to do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So the Dolphins are preparing to play Tyler Huntley. We just spoke to Bob with Shoes in a little bit about Dolphins and Jets coming up this weekend. Dolphins need a win at the Jets and a loss by the Broncos against Carson Wentz and the Chiefs in order to make the postseason for the third consecutive season. But this is from yesterday, Isaiah Smalls in the Miami Herald. The chances that Tua Tagovailoa will suit up for the Miami Dolphins season finale have gotten smaller and smaller. Coach Mike McDaniel revealed Wednesday that while the franchise quarterback will be a limited participant at practice, they'll prepare as if Tyler Huntley will start this Sunday against the Jets. Again, it's because of that hip injury that Tua Tagovailoa suffered first in the Houston game and then re-aggravated in the San Francisco game, unrelated to his college hip injury that he suffered and needed hip surgery on while he was at Alabama coming out in the draft. But you got to be really encouraged by what you saw from Tyler Huntley in that game against the Browns. And this is a guy that, after he started his first game for the Dolphins, you know, Huntley said it this past Sunday, he didn't even fully understand the offense until after his third start here with Miami. And you know, with the way that things have gone for the Jets, I know they played the Dolphins tough when they matched up at Hard Rock Stadium, but if the Dolphins defense is going to come out and play like they did in Cleveland, the Dolphins should have themselves a good chance to win. But would it not be perfect Dolphins, curse of the Tequestas, for the Dolphins to lose on Sunday, but also get the Chiefs win that they need over the Broncos, which, quite honestly, for the sport, I think Joe Burrow and the Bengals sneaking into the postseason and playing in the first round against Josh Allen, that's what's best for the sport.
Yeah, but we don't care about the
Dolphins,
sport.
Of course.
We care about the Dolphins here.
Yeah. Hey, listen. That's
the sport
totally
will be just fine. The NFL will be all right. Roger Goodell, he'll be chill. He's got enough money. How about we win a playoff game over here in Miami?
Well, I do wonder if the Dolphins are going to be in this scenario, if they do make the postseason and they get what they need to break their way. Like, is this an injury for Tua Tagovailoa that he'll be able to come back and potentially play in a first-round game at Buffalo? Or, for the second time in 3 years, will the Dolphins be going to Orchard Park and starting a third-string quarterback, right? I mean, you could even say that Tyler Huntley was fourth on the depth chart before he was even here. But, I mean, the Dolphins went into training camp with Mike White and Skylar Thompson, and then went into the season with Skylar Thompson as the backup, and then Tim Boyle, and then Tyler Huntley. So, I mean, you could even argue he was the fifth option. Like, could the Dolphins be going into another playoff game at Buffalo without Tua Tagovailoa? Do we know if that injury is going to heal in time if they make it? Who knows? We'll see.
Something has to be up with Tua that they don't really know. Like, I don't think anybody knows, because most teams, you'll see it like, oh, he's going to be out here, but he has a chance to rejoin the team. And if they make it to a certain point, he'll be able to play. We haven't heard that with Tua. Everything is just still up in the air. They're keeping the cards close to the vest. I'm really not sure what's going on with this Tua thing. Usually we get some kind of word.
We do, but, I mean, the good news here is not that you should expect anything different from a guy like Tua Tagovailoa, but Tyler Huntley said that Tua has been amazing in his preparation, helping out Snoop. You know, just, he said, quote, just being that, you don't know if he's going or not. Just being out there to with them, giving the tools he has from being in the offense for so long, the footwork is flawless. Being able to see him do it just makes him, Tyler Huntley, fine-tune his. So, look, it's not the ideal situation, but at least last week you saw Tyler Huntley show that he can perform to the level that's necessary in order for the Dolphins to win games. They're not looking for Tyler Huntley to be Joe Burrow. They're not looking for Tyler Huntley to be Tua Tagovailoa or any of these MVP quarterback. They're looking for him to not turn the ball over and obviously lead a few scoring drives and just kind of keep things together. And that's what the Dolphins got in adverse weather conditions on Sunday.
Yeah, and with Huntley, we got what we needed. If we can get that type of performance once again, like you said, the defense, if they stand up, we should be all right. But there's something to be said about Tua having that headset on the sideline. He might not be playing, but he's definitely still involved with the offense, even from the sideline. And I think that that added value and that confidence that it gives Huntley, it could go a long way.
We'll see how it shakes out on Sunday, right? I mean, the Dolphins have been in a situation before in the final game of the season where they need to beat the New York Jets. This has happened in 2014 with Joe Philbin, or 2015, where they went into the final two games of the season needing just a win against Buffalo or the Jets. And I can't remember. I know they definitely lost both games, but I can't remember if that was also the season that Geno Smith had the perfect passer rating at Hard Rock Stadium. I think it was Sun Life Stadium back then, and also eliminated any chance the Dolphins making the postseason. Let's just hope that it's not a repeat of that nightmare that we saw on a couple of occasions about a decade ago. I remember where I was for that Buffalo game. I was in Vegas for the first time as a college student, not old enough to do any of the things in Vegas that are fun. I think it was like 19 years old. I remember watching that disaster Bills game from Legacy Stadium in Vegas. And I got my hopes up. I was ready to see the Dolphins do it. And these were like the bad Bills teams, the middling Bills teams that were just not any good. And the Dolphins went there, and they laid an absolute egg.
Was it the Tyrod Taylor team?
I think it was before Tyrod Taylor. I'm going to look this up. 2014 Dolphins Bills. Maybe it was 2013. This is good radio. Oh no, the Dolphins lost this game 19-0 in 2013. The Dolphins were 8-6 going into this game, and they lost 19-0 to a 5-win Bills team. Oh my God!
I feel like you could have put in any year, and you probably would have gotten the same result.
You will never guess who the quarterback was for the Bills in this game that beat the Dolphins. You'll never guess.
Man. That was 2013, you said?
2013.
Oh, boy. I don't know if... I don't know. I'm drawing a blank there. I wouldn't be able to guess a Bills quarterback.
Thaddeus Lewis.
Oh, man.
Fred Jackson ran for 100 yards in this game. C.J. Spiller had 83 yards. Yeah. There was one touchdown scored in this game, and four field goals. And the Dolphins, Ryan Tannehill, you ready for this? Ryan Tannehill was sacked 7 times, went 10 of 27 for 82 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. But don't worry, Matt Moore played through 6 passes, 2 of them were intercepted. Ooh, these Dolphin teams, man. I just remember I used to convince myself that these, that those versions of the Dolphins actually had a chance at doing anything. And this team was 8-6, needing one win over Buffalo or the Jets, who were both awful in that season.
Well, us Dolphin fans are pretty good at convincing ourselves that we've got a chance in ball games where we probably don't. But that's just part of the culture, I think.
It wasn't, so by the way, it wasn't the Geno Smith perfect passer rating game the following week in 2013. It was still Geno Smith, but he beat the Dolphins that day. Ryan Tannehill, these stat lines make me laugh. 20 of 40, one touchdown, three interceptions in a must-win game at home, the final game of the Raiders. Ah! I mean, listen, next time you complain about the current iteration of the Dolphins, just remember what it used to be like.
For that Bills game, I was thinking EJ Manuel. I just searched him up right now because I saw him on ESPN earlier. He did first come into the Bills in 2013, but I guess he was not the starter.
He must have been hurt that year.
Well, that was his first year. That was probably him just sitting, coming into the league.
No, I mean, look, I cannot imagine any kind of scenario where the Bills are benching their first-round quarterback for Thaddeus Lewis. But regardless, we'll see if Tyler Huntley can at least give the Dolphins a shot and leave it up to the Chiefs this Sunday when the Dolphins take on the Jets. Let's get to our headlines here in the 4 o'clock hour with Steven.
Headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. The last of four quarterfinal games just kicked off. The Sugar Bowl, that was rescheduled from yesterday after the terrorist attacks in New Orleans. Georgia does have the football, 3rd and 9, 13 minutes left to go in the first quarter. Penn State awaits the winner of that game. The Miami Dolphins, they take on the Jets on Sunday, 4:25 p.m. Playoff hopes still alive. Seems like it's going to be Tyler Snoop Huntley once again leading the Dolphins into battle. Dolphins also need some help from Carson Wentz and the Chiefs. They can take down the Broncos and the Dolphins win against the Jets. The Dolphins will have clinched that final wildcard spot. Miami Heat got the victory last night at home against the Pelicans, 119-108. Tyler Hero once again leading the charge with 32 points, and Bam Adebayo came up only one rebound short of tying LeBron James for second all-time in triple-doubles in Heat history. Had 23 points as well for Bam. The Heat, they play against tonight against the Pacers on the second night of a home back-to-back from the Kaseya Center. Tip off tonight, 7:30 p.m. Catch all the action, starting with preheat at 6:15 right here on 560 WQAM. And the Cats, they face off with the Carolina Hurricanes tonight at home, 7 p.m. from the Amerant Bank Arena. You can listen to the game on our sister station, AM 790. Panthers coming off a 5-3 victory versus the New York Rangers on Monday, looking to make it 2 in a row tonight. Now time for your weather, sponsored by DeMesmin & Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 75 degrees outside, 9-mile-an-hour wind gusts, northeast direction, and zero chance of rain for the rest of the day and night. Seems like it's going to be a good weather outside for the rest of the night.
Yeah, we're about to get in a nice little cold front over the next week. We'll starting to feel like winter again. Coming up next, all right, we've stuck with the flying theme in my two shows this week, given the outlandish and ridiculous criticism of my travel habits last weekend to and from Tampa. I'm a guy that likes to text my mom, text my dad, text my wife. Hey, just boarded. Hey, just landed. Channing Crowder? Not so much. And I like when I'm on the same side as Hawk and Solana. And they were getting, and Jimmy too. Listen, I know if I'm on Jimmy's side on something, I'm on the right side.
You mean you don't like illegal fireworks?
Solana. If Jimmy partakes in illegal fireworks, then I'm out on that.
I would love to see Jimmy lighting up a firework, middle of the street, Bag up, Jimmy Terry. Bag up, Jimmy.
Jimmy looks like he enjoys a sparkler.
Just holding it up, taking pictures.
That's the way to go. That's not a bad way to go.
Right?
Yeah.
See, I told you. Jimmy loves a sparkler.
Safety first. No JPP going on this year.
Well, hey, that's a fellow USF bowl there. Relax. But in the next segment, one of my favorite segments, because something I do all the time, Hawk, Solana, Jimmy, they get on Channing Crowder, and rightfully so, over how he manages his travel habits. That's next on Hawkman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, hit him with a yeah, boy!
Yeah, boy!
Hawk and Crowder.
4 o'clock hour on Hawkman and Crowder. Appel filling in. The guys will be back tomorrow. Steven and Jimmy with me today. I teased it a little in the last segment, but this is one of my favorite best ofs from Hawk and Crowder. For some reason, Crowder is anti-texting his family when he boards and when he lands, when he flies. And we know Crowder flies a lot, so I was really surprised to hear this. Let's take a look back, or listen back, because this is radio, and we listen to things.
Crowder, speaking of Thanksgiving, which is the opening of championship meet at Gulfstream, I had to make a final call yesterday on whether we're having turkey, you know, and stuffing and potatoes and vegetables and whatever. I just wanted to make sure that everyone in the Hawkman family wanted to sign off on this. And, and you know, because I was adamant last year not doing this again. The whole house smells like turkey, and we have an apartment now. So it's, you know, it's not like we're at the Crowder mansion where, you know, there's rooms and rooms for it to dissipate.
It's a shack.
So we had to make a final call because I said to Lori, we were out at dinner last night, and I said, listen, if you want to cook, because she likes to cook. Mm-hmm. And my thought was, we're going to order in, like we've got to figure something out. And I texted DJ, my son, I let him be the final arbiter. He's in Boston. Don't ask me why. I don't know why. He's in Boston. And so I said, listen, I'm not planning on, he doesn't know anyone in Boston. I don't know what he's doing in Boston.
He met somebody in Boston.
He knows
somebody.
If he was in Baltimore, I'd get nervous. If he was in Atlantic City, I'd get nervous with the wire. So I said, listen, my intention is no turkey, no stuffing, no potatoes. Do something, you know, non-traditional. He said, I'm down with that. So I gave him his choice. I said, we can do steak. We can do ribs. We can do lasagna. What do you think he chose?
Steak.
Solana?
I think your son likes to do what I like to do, which is annoy you. I think he told you he wants turkey.
So that's funny. He does like to annoy me. You know how I can tell you that he likes to annoy me? Yesterday when he was flying to Boston last night at like midnight, getting out of Dodge. But no, he's with friends.
I bet he is.
So I text him, hey, you know, where are you? And he's like, I'm at the gate. And I'm like, so where are your seats? And he's like, here at the gate. And I go, well, no. Where are your seats on the plane? And his answer was, on the plane. So, yes, he does like to annoy me. He is a Hawkman. And then he texted me yesterday. And I didn't even, like, I was following him on I was following the flight tracker. So I knew because he was landing about 1:30 in the morning. And I didn't even tell him to text me when he got in, but he did. I thought it was so nice. So he texted 1:31 a.m., made it. And I said, cool, on the ground? And he said, yeah, plane is upside down, but other than that, all good. I said, you know, I love this kid. I love this kid.
Why are you tracking his flight?
Because I got to know.
You got to know
I can't sleep until he's on the ground. I can't. How can I sleep? Really? How can I go to sleep? It's his first. Well, it's not his first flight because they went to the Bahamas over spring break. But that's like, you know, hey, we're leaving Thursday night to Boston with some friends. Like, hey, still my little guy.
Hawk, that's a grown ass man that can vote, make babies, and pay bills. You're stalking him.
Well, I'd like him to start with one of those, and it's the paying bills start.
Hey, DJ, turn off your location on your phone. You got a stalker.
No, I was doing flight tracker on Google. He can't turn off the Google flight tracker.
Leave that grown-ass man alone. He's enjoying life.
My iPhone doesn't work in the air. I had to use the Google flight tracker.
He's not hanging out with the boys and playing pinochle. It's a woman up there, Hawk. I'm sorry to break it to you.
They went to go see football or something.
Nah, yeah, but this transcends, you know, Hawk and his son. You should let people know you're leaving on a flight, no matter your age, no matter who you are,
like
no matter
when you leave, like, hey, we're like wheels up.
Yeah, wheels up. Like, hey, I'm going on a flight. And then you land like, hey, made it.
Right. That's common courtesy. Certainly for your son. Certainly for your
family, your family, your relatives. You let people know, hey, I'm going on a flight.
And what's that going to do?
Well, he let me know he was going on a flight. Like, I knew he was going to Boston. Yeah,
but if they're, God, knock on wood, all we got to knock on. If something goes wrong with that flight, you knowing that that crashed is going to help that flight not crash. Like, it's a waste of time.
No, but I'm not going to sleep through it. You want me to wake up at 9 the next morning?
Huck, you're going to do this till you die? That's a grown-ass man.
No, I'm going to do it while he's my young son. I mean, that's part of being a father.
How old is DJ?
20.
He's 20. He's a grown man.
Can't even buy a beer.
He's a grown man that can travel by himself.
He's not. He's a student. And he did travel by himself. But I can know when he takes off and lands.
For what? To stalk him.
What do you mean for what?
To stalk
him. I care about him.
You stalk him.
I'm stalking him when I know what his travel plans are?
Leave him alone. You want him to call you if he stops at the gas station too? He grabs the
soda? But I'd like him to let me know if he lands or if he takes off. I think Solana's right. Oh, that's like common courtesy. Even when you're 30 and 40 years old, that's common courtesy for your family.
Doesn't matter how old you are. Every time I'm sitting on the airplane before wheels up, I send a little selfie to my parents on the plane. Right. Then I land.
Because they pay your bills and you have your dad's American Express. So you have to be nice to him. Solana,
but they probably do the same thing because it's a caring family.
Absolutely.
Solana,
we have a group chat.
You're closer to retirement than you are to being a kid. You're not a child.
This whole thing about, paying my bills. Hey, jackass, I live at the radio station. What do you think? They're paying me in Monopoly money? Enough with that. You know why I send it to them, Crowder? Because they're family. I love them.
Solana,
them to know that everything's okay.
Before you moved into your home, congratulations. Who was paying the bills for the last 10 years at your condo?
Me.
Lie.
If not,
lie.
You don't think I'd be at 11 every night with a table, how I was in college when my parents were paying bills?
The Scarface booth.
Instead, I'm producing radio shows at 10 o'clock at night.
So you're telling me right now that all these flights I'm on, because I left this week. I guess why I couldn't make it to Whiskey Stars and Scars. I was in New York. I should text Pauline and Randy. I'm 40. They're in their 70s. And tell them I'm taking off and I'm landing.
Yeah. And to be quite honest, no joke, you should be texting your radio family as well, being Solana and Jim. I'm not even lying.
Crashed.
I'm this, not even
for
lying.
What?
You
for
should
what?
Be texting us. You should be texting us when you take off and land so we know. So we're not worried.
100%.
Why are you worried? I'm a grown person.
I know, but it doesn't mean that things don't happen. I can worry about you, and I do worry about you.
Don't worry about me.
Well, I'm worried about you.
No, I'm putting it on there. I'm letting you know now. I don't want you to worry about me.
You can't tell me not to worry about you. In fact, that makes me worry more.
Y'all are crazy.
Anyway, the bottom line of the story is he chose steak. So we're having steak for Thanksgiving. This is the longest thing to get to that. Yes, we are not having turkey at the Hockman House. We're having steak.
You got to do it big with the steak, though, Hawk. Don't get no round sirloins. You got to go.
Oh, no, we're doing three petite fillets. We're throwing it down.
You eating meatballs. Lori, make three meatballs. Petite fillets.
I heard from a number of people during the commercial break, including the Ticket Wizard, who say they are now worried about you when you travel and would like you. Somebody texted in, Crowder. This is very similar to when you got COVID and were very sick and you didn't tell any of us.
Nope.
You remember?
Why would I tell y'all that I have COVID? I wasn't very sick. I worked through it all. I worked every day. I wasn't that sick.
How could you not tell your friends that you have COVID and you're suffering?
I was fine. I was working. I was talking. I was living. I was
going. Nah, I think you missed a show or two.
Okay. I did the research because y'all are ridiculous on this, and this is crazy. I don't know if I'm jaded because I travel twice a week, right? In the United States of America, 18.3 million flights take off a year, right? You know the last commercial flight that crashed was in 2000.
No, it's not for a crash.
So what's it for? What are you so worried about them flying for?
Because it's just like, hey, I'm where I'm supposed to be. I've arrived at my destination.
And what was going to happen in the air? They were gonna what? Get beat up on the plane?
No, it's just a common courtesy. I'm at where I'm at.
So 15 years ago was the last commercial flight. That's 275 million plus flights have not gone down. You're more acceptable to being struck by lightning, eaten by an alligator, getting shot in a robbery.
You got this totally wrong.
No, yeah. Getting kidnapped.
You got this totally wrong. You saw the movie Taken, right? You saw the movie Taken? Why did Liam Neeson want his daughter to call when she got to Paris? Why did he want her to call?
And she called him when she landed, and then she got kidnapped and put into sex trafficking. Hawk, you have a better chance of getting sex trafficked than crashing.
She didn't call him.
You have a better chance of getting eaten by a pack of wolves.
Had she called him, he would have alerted her to be careful of the sex trafficker who was taking her picture and then sharing a cab with her.
Eaten by a pack of wolves, mauled by a bear, killed in a riptide. Do you call your son every time he goes to the beach? Because he might have been sucked out in a riptide.
No, but I do appreciate if he lets me know, hey, I'm going to the beach. And I appreciate when he lets me know, hey, I'm home from the beach.
Caught on an elevator and decapitated. It happened last year in Boston. Crushed by a car and while changing a car tire. Happened last year in the United States. Killed.
That's why I don't change tires, actually.
You know how dozens of people got killed by debris.
This has nothing to do with getting killed.
No, it does.
It has nothing to do with it. You can't say that it does. It has nothing to do with it.
Okay, so I'm in less turmoil by getting on the plane than I am of driving up the street. So do I need to call y'all every time I go to the gas station?
Yeah, if you're going somewhere out of the ordinary, absolutely. I'd like to know that you've arrived and you've made it.
Do you know a number of people? The most car accidents happen within a mile of your own
home. Why do you keep talking about accidents?
Because you're saying like you're in danger. You're not in danger flying on
a
plane.
It's a common courtesy.
It's not a common courtesy, my ass. It's silly that people think these planes. Y'all are fear mongers.
Somebody texts in, I'm 28, live alone, pay my bills in a different state, and I still text my mom and siblings when I fly.
Get the titty out your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Crowder,
y'all are ridiculous.
Asia goes on a flight with her friends. Let's just say, Asia goes on a flight
Have a good one, you're a grown woman.
I don't like how your eyes lit up when I started this sentence, but I'll continue. She goes to Europe. She travels to Paris with her friends.
Mm-hmm.
She lands. You don't hear from her for a week. You're cool with that?
A week?
A week.
A week's a long time.
Okay, so when do you need to be checked
this
in
whole,
with?
This whole so check-in, you just said, hey, tires up, tires down.
Yeah, common courtesy.
For what? What's going to happen on this plane?
Nothing, common courtesy. Don't you know common courtesy is common?
Common nothing. Y'all y'all are fear mongers about planes. I traveled over I think 250,000 miles or something last year.
It has nothing to do with planes though, because when he takes the train home from Tampa, I like to know when he gets on the train, and I like to know when he gets home from the train.
He needs to call you every time he gets in a motor vehicle, because there is a better chance of him getting in trouble, getting hurt, getting anything, driving down the street than there is of him getting hurt on a plane.
But I'm not worried about him getting hurt on
what
a plane.
I don't know. What are you worried about happening?
What are you worried about happening? Him traveling to a different place.
Oh, he's a grown-up.
Yeah, but still, you travel to a different place. You're not familiar with the surroundings. I've seen this movie a million times.
And what? Liam Neeson's going to come? You're flying to Boston if he doesn't call you?
You ever see Vacation with Chevy Chase?
Yes, I have.
What happened when they took a wrong turn, ended up in the back alleys of St. Louis? What happened?
Oof. All the black dudes ran out and started
cussing.
That's
right. He ended up with Honky spray-painted on the family truckster. Honky was spray painted. Listen, he wasn't killed. He was in the wrong place. Didn't know where he was. Would have been nice if he checked in with Cousin Eddie.
And what's Cousin Eddie going to do? And what? And nothing happened.
Well, listen, things can happen. Little
spray paint
Honky. And when Liam Neeson's daughter finally checked in, he was able to, you know, he's got a particular set of skills, but he was able to track her down and kill all the killers. Spoiler alert.
This is fear-mongering about these flights.
There's no fear-mongering. It has nothing to do with flight.
They're going to take off, and I'm going to tell you what the end of the story is. They're going to land in their destination. That's what flights have done, commercial flights, since 2009 was the last time a flight crashed in the United States.
This has more to do with common courtesy and the perfect example. I appreciate the texter reminding us that you never let us know that you had COVID. It's just a common courtesy. You let those around you know, hey, okay, I'm battling an illness, and I appreciate the thoughts and prayers.
And what are y'all going to say? Get well soon, man.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Thoughts and prayers.
And that's going to probably get the virus out of my system.
Yeah, listen, that's what you do when you have a relationship with someone. That's
no,
what you
don't.
Do.
You know what you do? I live life, you live life, and our lives cross every now and again.
When are you traveling next?
Sunday.
Okay. I want a text on our thread.
No.
Yes.
Oh, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take off Sunday. Spoiler alert. I'm going to land. I'm going to work. And guess what? I'm going to take off again on a red eye.
Do me a
favor.
And
then I'm going to fly through the night. It's going to be dark outside.
When you take off on Sunday, please let me know. When you land Sunday, please let me know. And then when you take off on the red eye, please let me know. And when you land, please let me know.
For what?
Well, now I'm going to worry if I don't hear from you on Sunday.
After the show, I got a charity event to go to. I'll call you when I leave my house just in case something happens. It's in Fort Lauderdale. It's like a 30-minute drive, so it's probably
I would appreciate if you text me when you get there. Mm-hmm. Is it out east in Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah, it's about out on the water.
Yeah, I mean, it's the weekend, and things happen there. So, yes, no, I would appreciate that. And let me know when you're leaving.
This is silly.
I can't blame you for not telling us you had COVID, because every time I tell you guys about my ailments, it turns into a segment on the air. So, well, you know, what's the deal here, Hawk?
Millions of people have COVID.
You had jet lag.
And you're the only person that gums break down. We've never heard your gums breaking down. Like, whose gums melt?
Well, your tooth falls out, so.
It shoots out. That's another reason we're worried about you. What if you're traveling somewhere and all your teeth fly out?
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to land and go to a dentist, because I'm a grown-up that lives.
What if I need to Uber Eats you some soup? Because all your teeth flew out of your mouth.
I don't buy this for a second, though, by the way, because there's no way Crowder's flying all over the country the way he does, and he's not checking in with Asia every single time.
Of course. He's lying. This whole segment's a lie.
It's not, and I do. Lana, I'll be honest, I do call her when I take off and land. I don't get the point of it, though.
What? I mean, after that entire diatribe, when you take off and like
it's for her. I don't understand the point of it.
Entire diatribe.
I don't understand the point of it. It makes no sense.
A pack of wool, a shocking ending. That one I did not see coming.
A pack of wolves.
Yeah. When we go through them again, mauled by a bear, riptide, car crash.
Crowder was the only person keeping Airphone in business. He was checking in every 20 minutes with his family.
Head crushed in an elevator. Falling debris.
Funny. All right, let's get the headlines because we really only have a very short period of time. I did want to talk some football. And everybody, text us on the text line wherever you're going and whenever you get there.
Yeah. Leave me alone.
Just a hilarious segment. And I think my favorite part of it was the beginning when, I mean, is DJ not Hawk's son? When he goes, are you guys landing? Oh, we're on the plane. Where are your seats? On the plane. The plane's upside down on the tarmac. I mean, that is definitely Hawk's child, if I've ever heard it. And quite honestly, I think that whole debate for Crowder, unlike myself, who was very dug in on the whole travel debate this past week, Crowder was very obviously wrong about his stance. And he was so dug in that he could barely defend it. Hawk and Solana had his brain in a pretzel there. I don't know if Crowder admitted after the fact, but I do remember texting the group. In fact, let me find it. Because I remember after this segment aired, I texted Crowder, Solana, and Hawk. I said, hey guys, take it off. Hey, I'm landing. And they all really appreciated it.
I love how Crowder went to like naming things that are more likely to happen than dying in a plane crash. That's
which
awesome.
Is not the point of the conversation.
He's like, you can run into a bear before you die in a plane crash.
I said, just boarded. Talk to you guys when I land. Hawk said, just got to Yeehaw Junction. Let you know when I get to Tampa. I said, thank you. The following when I landed, I said, just landed safe in Santa Philadelphia. And what was I met with? A thumbs down from Channing Crowder in the group text. Very unkind. I'm just trying to be a good friend. And we're just all trying to show that we care about each other. What's wrong with that?
You should send him a text next time you run into a bear.
Great shout. Well, that'll likely never happen. Because, I mean, come on. Nobody runs into bears. Although, I guess, in a way, I am running into the Bears this weekend. I'm calling Bears-Packers from Lambeau. The high temperature on Sunday, 22 degrees. The low, 4.
Good thing Caleb Williams told his punter that he's not going to punt much. Imagine had he told them that he would have punted a lot. I think he's punted more than any punter this year.
He's very good at it, too. He's like top 5 in the league and punts inside
the
20.
He's phenomenal.
So hats
he's
off
got
to
a
the
lot
Australian,
of reps, though.
MV punter from Iowa, Torrey Taylor.
We got to see if he's a Pro Bowler.
Coming up next. Maybe. I mean, the Bears got a Pro Bowler. Dolphins didn't. Or did they? I don't know. I read that list earlier. I don't think they did. Regardless. 5 o'clock hour coming up next on Hawk and Crowder. Talk some college football playoff on the other side.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I mean, if you can't shove a giant croissant down your throat and post it on social media, what can you do nowadays?
Hawk and Crowder.